Hello, it is September 25th, 2022, and we have the Ten of Coins today, the card of wealth. The Ten of Coins is usually one of the most desirable cards in the deck. You don't have to be a card reader to recognize money, and there is plenty of it on this card. Traditionally, we see a castle or olden family mansion in the picture, and members of an obviously wealthy family. The old man, young couple, and young child enjoy security and stability. 10 is culmination, or the maximum of the suit, and this card is maximum. There are a lot of readers who read trouble into this card in the way that family money or a windfall has a dark side. Jealousy, drama, legacies, and wills are all to be considered when the 10 of coins shows up on the table. The devil, a Capricorn of the suit of coins or pentacles, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, is notoriously greedy. It is most fortunate to have this card in the upright today. The Morgan Greer card shows a couple from the back standing in the arched doorway of their stone manor or castle or mansion, a beautiful golden glow emanating from within. Two red flags embellished with 5 gold discs each on long gold flagpoles cross in the foreground, forming a large X, the Roman numeral for 10, of course. These are merged family fortunes and even arranged marriages. The red flags remind me of the red money envelopes of the Chinese and I believe other Asian cultures as well, called Hong Bao in Mandarin and Lai Si in Cantonese, or lucky money. The suit of money is not without its own spirituality, of course. Red is a high energy color, and keeping money in a red envelope energizes it, maximizing the potential. Money is gifted in these envelopes at New Year, and it is considered protected and protective. There is a table of the appropriate amounts to be given to children, family, friends, co-workers, etc., but none with the number 4, which apparently sounds like the Mandarin word for death. So no 24, 40, 14, etc. Duly noted. The handbook for Aleister Crowley's Thoth deck, Mirror of the Soul by Urania Verlag, talks about the inner and outer riches, and the hoarding of rather than the sharing of good fortune, and of the importance of being grateful. I love the wild unknown version of the Ten of Discs. 9 pentacles surround one in the center, which radiates circles of red energy, waves turning to yellow, then blue, then purple as they get bigger and spread wider, the ripples created by the seed that was once the Ace of Coins. All the tens of the minor arcana relate to the 10 of the major arcana, the Wheel of Fortune. All this money is nothing without someone to share it with. There are plenty of lonely rich people and plenty more who will never have enough. The old man seems more interested in his dogs than the other family members we see chatting with each other in the picture. Maybe he's leaving everything to them.